The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The guy on the phone for a second date update today says he's not the best conversationalist. That's what he put in his email, and I'm not a very good conversationalist either, so this could be a very long, drawn-out, awkward second date update, but we're going to do it either way. Curtis, how are you?
Hey, good, thanks.
What's going on, man?
I'm calling for your help.
Yeah, well, I know that. I read your email. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the girl that you want to call today? Where'd you meet her?
We met online, which is the first time I've ever done this, met someone online, and I don't normally date, so I was really nervous going in.
So you don't normally date at all?
No, I haven't dated in some time, so this is like kind of my way of getting back into it.
Wow.
Okay, so this is the first date you've been on in a long time. What's her name?
Her name is Hallie.
Hallie? Ooh, like Halle Berry.
Yeah, I mean, she's that gorgeous, yeah.
Really?
Nice. Wow.
Like, right. Even when you met her in person, she turned out just as pretty as her online profile.
That's what I was so nervous about, because I've heard horror stories from people about, you know, disastrous meetups. So
yeah.
I was shocked. She looked better than her picture.
Mm.
So you told us you haven't been on a date in a long time. You're not a very good conversationalist. Was your date with this girl awkward?
It wasn't awkward. I mean, the time we had together, which was somewhat brief, I thought it was really nice.
Brief?
Okay, why was it brief? What'd you guys do?
Well, we met at a bar, and then we went after to go see a movie, and about 5 minutes into the movie, she went to use the restroom, and that was the end of our date, essentially.
Oh, sweetheart.
Are you telling me that she ditched you?
Well, no, I mean, she got up to go to the restroom. I asked her if I could take her, and she said no, and she went up to the bathroom, and I waited for 5 to 10 minutes went by, like, I'm still waiting. So after about 20 minutes, I went out into the hallway,
yeah.
And I asked one of the ushers if they had seen a beautiful young lady go into the restroom. And
okay, that could be creepy, yeah, first of all. Did you explain to them that you were, like, out on a date with her?
No, I mean, no. It was, yeah. I think she knew her. I think, no, she knew I was referring to my date.
Okay. You're not just standing outside the bathroom. Hey, have you seen any beautiful young ladies go in there? Because...
Oh, you're so awkward. You're so cute.
No, I am. After I talked to the usher, I went and waited outside of the bathroom for her, you know, thinking she'd come out. And as someone was going in, I asked her if she could check to see if Hallie was in there. And I described her. And when the girl came out, she said that no one was in the bathroom.
Oh,
you poor thing.
So what'd you do then? You just stood out there? You call her right then? You just leave? Or did you go back in the movie?
Well, the first thing that came to my mind was that she must have had a family emergency or something. I spent a little time with her, but she didn't come off as the type of person, you know? So I'm thinking something could have been really wrong.
I think that may be a little naive.
Did she ever text you after and say, hey, sorry, I had to run, there was a family emergency?
No, I've reached out to her, but I haven't heard back.
Why do you even want to talk to her? I would be so pissed if I were you. You still sound fine with it.
She's gorgeous, Brooke.
I mean, I just can't picture her being the type to do something like that. Like, our time was brief, but, like, we had a really nice conversation when we were in the bar, and she seemed really genuine. And there wasn't, like, an awkwardness, really. So I just, I don't know. I have a hard time believing it's that. So I'm worried that something could have happened to her.
Did you do anything while you guys were watching the movie, like try to make a move on her that made her uncomfortable?
No, I mean, she left 5 minutes into the movie. So yeah. There was no time for that even. Oh,
okay. Man. It sounds to me like she ditched you. Was there anything weird that happened in the bar before you guys went to the movies?
No, I mean, the bar was great. I got there a little early to pregame just because I haven't been on a date in so long, and my nerves sometimes get to me, so I wanted to be really relaxed, and I was, and we had, like, a really good time. Like,
you weren't wasted or anything? You didn't go a little bit too far in the pregame?
No, I had 2 drinks before she came.
That's it.
That's not bad.
But there were shots of 151, yeah. And you were just... All right, so you said you've tried to reach out to her. Hey, look, I know that you think that she's a nice person and wouldn't ditch you, but if she had really had an emergency, I would think that she would have said something.
Yeah.
You said that you reached out to her. How many times have you tried to get a hold of her?
I haven't spoken to her in 10 days, but in those 10 days, I've called her 10 times. I called her every day.
Yikes.
Are you leaving a message every time you call?
Yeah, of course. I'm worried about her. I'm telling you, like, this, it just seems so out of character. So I'm sure that something would have happened, and I wanted to, you know, be of any assistance I could. You know, I wanted to see her again too.
There's no way you could possibly know someone's character by having one drink at a bar and then spending 5 minutes in a movie theater with them.
I talked to her at least 3 days before we met online, so it wasn't like this was our first time talking.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah, you're good then.
Oh,
you're perfect.
My God.
What we're gonna do is we'll play a song. We'll come back. We'll call her and get your second date update, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, man. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.